a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some Utahns are looking nervously at their Diet Cokes, wondering if they're supposed to boycott the bubbly brown liquid that keeps them going. What's got them going is a social media rumor that claims Coca-Cola is instructing its employees to, quote, try and be less white. That's the rumor. This is all because of a screenshot that supposedly is from Coca-Cola diversity training. But the company says, wait a minute, that's not us. This try and be less white lesson comes from a LinkedIn video posted by the company that runs Coke's diversity program. The video explains that try to be less white means be less arrogant, less defensive, more humble. But no matter how offensive you think try to be less white might or might not be, Coke says the offending slide making the rounds is not part of the company's diversity curriculum. But if you're in Coke's online diversity training, there are links you can click for more information. And you could end up making your way to that try and be less white screen. But no, Coke employees are not required to try and be less white. So is it okay to slurp a Diet Coke? Having done my research, I would. Except I hate diet soda.
Have a Coke and a
this.
Smile.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.